Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I'm speaking with Maria.
Speaking.
Maria, this is Patrick here from Greg. How are you?
So you're divine ghost writer?
Yeah. You know what? I was trying to call you on the other number, but it seemed that you have changed your number.
Well, I disconnected it. What happened was while my husband was home, he wasn't able to use the cell phone any longer. So the landline, at least he saw the caller ID, and now that he's no longer living here, I disconnected it.
Oh, no problem. Tell me, how are you? And first of all, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience that you face. But yeah, I'm here for you. What else I can do?
So are you divine ghost writer?
I'm sorry?
The caller ID says divine ghost writer.
No. This is Patrick here. I'm calling you from Pangan Book Writers.
Yeah, but Patrick, it says here with your phone number, divine ghost writers.
I'm not sure because maybe I have used my landline of the phone. There are multiple. Yeah, might be a reason.
Oh.
I tried to call you from my number, but it seemed that it's going on a voicemail. That's the reason I tried from this.
Okay. Are you feeling better?
I'm pretty much better. You know what? A couple of days back, I lost my uncle, and there were a couple of things that were going on in my life. Quite disturbed everything, but yeah, back on the routine, started my work again. And yeah, so far so good. Things are going in the right direction. I'm so sorry. I have heard from Daniel that you are looking forward to work with me with regards to the book and the other things. So far, I already know that there are a few concerns that you are looking for. For example, the Amazon link that you are looking for.
Well, what I'm looking for is basically what is going on with the book. Because as you know, I did set up the account, and there's nothing going into that account from Amazon. So my question to you is, where is the book? Is it in cyberspace? Is it selling?
Your book is already on Amazon. If you can your book is already on Amazon. It's been a quite week that we have already published a book on Amazon. And I think I have already shared the screenshot with you with the email that your book is already published over there, and now it's already live. But you know what I understand, that I believe that you are going on the Amazon and you're searching your book, but you are unable to find your book, right?
Well, someone told me that.
Someone told you that? Because
a friend of mine.
Exactly. Listen, just because there obviously, see Maria, there are multiple books that we are going to publish on a daily basis. But for example, due to this reason that your book is not, I mean, what I can say that it's not in that phase that it is notable from amongst the market. There's a reason, because you know what? Your book does not have that much reviews and other things. So for example, once your book increase more notability and everything, that's the reason that it will be available on the one click on the Amazon and on the other platform. Just for that, what I can do best for you, I can share the link with you, and you can even circulate the link with your friends and family that they can go and purchase the book from there. And once they're going to purchase the book from Amazon, obviously the book reviews and everything is going into the top of the Amazon searching.
Okay, but my question to you is, on your professional professional opinion, I've never written a book before, and so I don't know. To me, is the book is it appealing to readers? Let's put it that way. Is the title the cover was designed by one of your designers.
Yep.
And I know it's a very deep book as far as what it entails. in many capacities. So my question to you is it appealing to the reader?
To the audience? Exactly. Yeah, for sure, for sure. I can bet on you on this. For example, you know, what we already see, what exactly our job is. For example, once the book is going to publish on this platform, then obviously, you know, once the book is on the platform, then how it's going to market and how people are going to buy this book. So, for example, if somebody is going to purchase the book from there, so obviously they are going to share their review and feedback over there. But as per my experience and what I have seen, even you can, I can share a link with you. Can you, you can even see with the link that the book itself shows that the book is quite decent and amazing kind of book. So, for example, I cannot commit on this that how many users or how many audience are going to see and give their feedback on this. But what I can deliver to you that if somebody is going to look after this book, obviously, for sure, they will give a good remarks and good review on this.
Okay. Did you ever read the book?
Your book?
Yes.
No, Maria, I'm sorry. You know what? We are so occupied with a couple of things. I did not even get a time. But Sean, I read your book. He told me that your book has, you did an amazing job with the book.
Because I know
you want me to read your book?
Pardon me?
I'm saying that you want me to read your book?
Yeah,
what? I will inform my printing department to get one book printed for me, and then at the night time I will go and read your book every day. I will make this happen.
I want your professional opinion, honest opinion.
Yep.
I read it again because I still have it. Oh, and Daniel did promise me a copy of it free.
For sure. And I still remember that you want the signature of all of our person who are working on this, right?
Yeah. Also,
exactly.
I want to do something with you, Patrick. Oh, wait. We were supposed to do something for Barnes and Noble, if I'm correct. And
for
then
Barnes, exactly. For Barnes and Noble, we are going to make a book live over there. But for this, I just want to confirm one thing from your side. Have you ever filled out a W-9 form? Anyone has shared the W-9 form with you for the Barnes and Noble?
No. Okay, you sent me a W-9, but then you got sick, so we didn't move forward with Barnes and Noble. But I thought I also submitted one for Amazon to you.
Amazon is completed. See, the publication on Amazon is already done, okay? We're just waiting for...
Can't we use the same W-9 or no?
No. We have to use a different W-9 form. Let me just share with you right now on the call, okay? Just to
You sent it to me. But then, like I said, with everything going on back and forth, we never completed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I will complete it. And then I would like to send that, though, under the portal to you. But I have a question, Patrick. Okay. I was cleaning one of the... I'm going through the drawers that I have, okay, and to clean out some things. And Patrick, I found a book that I started many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in that particular drawer every day for years. Never found the book. I found the book now. The beginning of this book. And you know what that book is, Patrick? When I read the book, you know, the pages and the copies I printed, it was, you'll see if you read my book, I make a lot of notations about God. It was God helping me write a book of what was to come. And I don't know what to do with the book. I don't know how to present that book, because I did start the second sequel to Mind Over Matter, which I think is relevant because it's the sequel of the aftermath, okay?
Yep.
I don't know how to incorporate both those books because the first book is called Words on a Page, very old. It was God's word of what was to come now. So I don't know how to introduce that into the world.
Okay. So do you want to, to merge all of these stories together? Are you looking for this one?
Well, I'm looking for the one I found. Which speaks to the one that we wrote. But then there's also the other one, which is the sequel to Mind Over Matter. So how do I blend the sequel with what I wrote many years ago about what was coming in the future? How do you do that?
Okay, so can you just let me know one thing? For example, the one book that we already published on the Amazon. So how many else books you have in your back?
Pardon?
I'm saying that, as you know, that we already published Mind Over Matter on the Amazon, right? So the remaining books that you are going to look after these books to publish in the near future. So I just want to know one thing. Are these similar to the one that we publish?
Okay, well, the first one, the one I found, okay, is, it's even more in depth than Mind Over Matter. And the other one, which is the sequel, is the aftermath of coming out of the darkness. Of, you know, once the person has left the home, the caregiver does have to come out of darkness. There was a lot of darkness. For 2.5 years, I didn't know if he was going to hit me as the disease progressed. So there was a lot of darkness that you had to get out from under. That is the sequel.
Sequel,
really coincides with Mind Over Matter, the sequel of it.
You can do in this way. For example, if you want to go through with the sequel of the Mind Over Matter, so you can continue this.
But then how do I deal with the first one that I found that was so many years ago, not even knowing my husband wasn't even sick at that time? How do I do that? It's a very deep book. I mean, it's like, I was dumbfounded reading it myself. I don't know what to do. Maybe just let it go. I don't know. I don't know.
So what are the views of your husband on this book?
Pardon me?
On this book, on the Mind Over Matter.
Yeah. What about it? Hello?
Yep, you're there. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I'm sorry. What did you say about my husband?
I'm asking you that. What are the reviews you get from your husband regarding the book Mind Over Matter?
What do you mean?
What kind of reviews he provided you? I mean, did he find this book to get more market, or which part is missing in this book? What is his opinion regarding this book?
Regarding Mind Over Matter?
Exactly, Mind Over Matter.
He had, at that time, he doesn't even know that the book exists, Patrick. He, Well, he was living at home is when I started writing the book with Emma James. He was not aware of anything, Patrick. He already had disappeared.
Oh.
Yes. He has no idea that I wrote a book. He doesn't even know my name anymore. So, I don't know. But okay, we'll do first and first. I'll do the W-9 for Barnes & Noble.
Did you receive my email regarding the Barnes & Noble?
No.
Can you please check it right now so that you can confirm me?
Okay, come on.
Sure.
Since I recently found the W-9, but this Divine Ghost Writers is quite beautiful. I was looking for Divine Ghost Whisperers, to be honest.
It's considering something.
It's really quite very interesting title. It is. Ghost Riders in the Sky. There's an old movie about that. Okay.
Can you just confirm me that, the email that you have received?
Yep, I got it. Okay, I got the W-9. Okay.
So now, can you please open this?
I did open it. I'm looking at it. Yep. Okay. But I would like to send this via the portal because I believe somewhere I have to put my social. I do. And I don't like doing that just via email. Can you send it to me through your portal?
I'm sorry? Can you come again?
Can you send it to me through your portal?
Through the portal?
Yes.
The W-9 form?
I don't want to put my social and send it to you.
Okay. Okay, if you're not comfortable providing your social security number or something, then what can you do that you can directly insert by your own? What I can do best for you, I will instruct my team to create your Barnes & Noble account, and then you can I will provide you the credential of the Barnes & Noble account. For example, I will share the email and password with you, and then you have to log into the Barnes & Noble account, and then you have to fix it by your own. Sounds good?
Oh, awful. Alright. And then that's a secure, right?
Yep. For sure.
Okay.
That's great. I will ask my team and then I can let you know by the email. Okay, Maria?
Okay. All right, Patrick. I'm gonna trust you, Patrick.
For sure. Thank you so much, Maria.
And now Patrick, before you go, I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
How was your dad?
Oh, you know what? I don't have words to describe the feeling. It was an amazing experience. I went over there.
Okay.
He was totally surprised because he was not even imagining that I am going to visit him. And it was a total surprise plan. So I went with my sister. She lived in Chicago. And we went over there. And it was a great time with my sister and with my dad. We had a couple of good time we spent together. It was like 1 week, one and a half week I spent over there. But obviously due to some commitment, I have to come back and start work again. So it was a great time. I must say that you can keep this country in your list and she'll visit the Turkey.
Good. Time with family is very precious.
Exactly. You know what? You will feel better if you spend some good time with your close one.
Trust me, after this, with my husband, time. Oh, I must tell you, I've been on the radio.
Oh, when are you going to be on radio?
My friend owns a radio station here in Homestead. And so I've been on the podcast right before Christmas, and now I'm going to be on again in the middle of this. Actually, this week. But what happens is, on the podcast, as I speak, of course, in English, it is translated into Creole.
For sure. That sounds amazing, huh? That is going to be live.
Yeah, it is. So it's going to be on the 18th is another podcast. And I think this time, I think the conversation will be on the power of love.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Looking forward to once you get this picture with me.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, maybe I can tell you the radio, the station, and because you're in Eastern Standard Time anyway, right?
Yep. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, so it's about the book. It's about being a caregiver. But I believe this one will be on the power of love. Something happened. My husband was in the hospital a few weeks ago for a long time. And God was very good to him. He entered him, and my husband became very aware again for a few moments. And he shared with me and my daughter-in-law that he knows he's getting worse.
I have seen your email. You already mentioned that your husband's not well.
Yep. So anyway, but I think, yeah, for him to say that he sees we're hurting, that was a gift because he hasn't seen anything. Not really. They don't see. I don't know if you know the disease, Patrick. But they look, but they don't see.
I wish you a good luck, and I can only say that, you know what, family is the only way where you can sit, talk, and spend a good time.
Yep. Okay.
I'll be looking after for the W-9 form from your site. Once I get it, I can share with my team so that we can proceed ahead with this.
Okay. All right. Remind Daniel of his promise.
Oh, yes, for sure. I'm going
to... ask you, Patrick, how do you market a book? How do you market our books? How do we do that?
Hello?
Yes. My question to you is, how does Penguin Book Writers market the author's book? How do they do that?
Okay. See, there are two things. Just hold on for a second. Let me just connect. Just give me a moment. Okay, so let me just explain that what exactly the procedure for the marketing. For example, as your book is published, now we are proceeding ahead with the marketing stage. So, for example, there are two things that we pursue to client. If the client is looking forward to go with the marketing thing, for example, the marketing package, if they want us to take care of their book, so what we suggest to client that we have two options. One is the standard marketing package, and the other one is the elite marketing package. What we basically offer to the client that in the standard marketing package, we create the profile for the authors. For example, we're going to create the social media presence of the client. We are going to create a social media presence in terms of by creating the account on the Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Nowadays, these are the common platform where we can go and market the book. However, we have another earth source too. For example, if we want in a proper organic followers, for example, we do run the paid marketing campaign. That is like we're going to go and suggest the client to go for the six-month marketing campaign. In the six-month marketing campaign, we guarantee 100% sales that we are going to provide you the 100% sales. For example, by selling out the multiple books and everything, and then by with the result, but not in the starting of the month. Just I'm not sure that we are going to say that we are going to provide the sales in the first 2 months of the marketing. We were going to suggest the client that right after the 2 months, we're going to start the paid marketing campaign. And once the paid marketing campaign is going to start, the sales is automatically hitting to account. And also, we're going to create an appearance of author on by creating the website. For example, I believe you don't have your author's website. So what I can do is for you that if you're going to onboard for the marketing thing, so we're going to create your website. And by having the website, you're going to have the advantages. For example, that if somebody is going to purchase the book from your website, so all the royalties will go directly to your account. These are the things, even though we do influencer marketing. For example, we do have potential influencers who have a good reputation on the YouTube pages. They have a good followers. They have around 400 or 500K above followers on the social, on the YouTube channel. And by this, they are going to, we are going to ask them to give a shout out of the book on the social media platform. Also on their YouTube channel. So we have a different marketing tactics on which we're going to work in this. But yeah.
Last evening, I spoke with Steve Wilson from Penguin. And he told me Ella James has left the company.
I'm sorry?
Last night, I spoke with Steve Wilson from Penguin.
Yep.
And he told me that Ella James has left Penguin.
Yeah, due to some other reason, she left.
Well, I know she's having a lot of family issues. That I know, because that's how close we were. Mm-hmm. We were very close.
She has.
And I wonder. Yes, I know. Well, I guess that's. We were close, so it was close. And you know, Raphael is the one who designed the book cover.
Yep.
Yes, he was. Is he still there? Because then he went into your finance department.
Yep,
if I'm correct.
He's currently working in the organization.
Okay. He's a very creative.
Yeah. Well, Mari, I think we just need a couple of things from your side. That is the W9 firm, along with any other thing that you are looking for. So you can let me know by the email so that I can share with the relevant team, and then they can provide you. Okay.
When you send me the W9 form, I will complete it. Send it to you. I'm really very interested on how I'm going to bring that other book, which is very, very deep book. I didn't realize how deep the book was until I found it. And it's very old. Like, I wrote it in 2010. I didn't even know I wrote this book in 2010. It's kind of relevant, and I'll have to figure it out. When I do, I'll let you know.
Yep. Well,
okay.
It was lovely talking with you, because I just have to rush back for another meeting that is online. So just do one thing. Whenever you get time, just fill out this form and get back to me, and then I can provide you
this.
For sure.
Okay. Okay.
So
okay. Okay. Okay.